Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still. For once, on the face of the earth, let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment. Without rush, without engines, we would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales. And the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fires, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving, and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us. As when everything seems dead and later proves to be alive. Now. I will count up to 12. And you?
Being Here Now, number 11. Hello, dear meditators. Sometimes we think of our meditation times as a quiet space by ourselves, away from our active everyday lives and thinking, an escape. And indeed, it can be just that. But sometimes we sit with the idea that while sitting in meditation, in blissful silence and space, we must squash and try to let go of all of those continually persistent thoughts, as if they were negative and unwanted. But thoughts too are part of our everyday experience in this moment. The more we understand that, we see that they can be both useful or a hindrance. The more clarity we have in our lives, the freer we are to make choices. So, for this meditation, we are not trying to do anything about anything. We are simply sitting in silence. We can experience in this time what is going on in our bodies and in our brains and outside of us. We do not have to make any choices or judgments of any sort. We just let go physical sensations, let the physical sensations in our bodies be as they are. We just let thoughts arise as they will, letting them follow whatever path they take until they leave or the next one comes along. We are just sitting and experiencing whatever arises within us, outside of ourselves, around us. Being present, that is all. Just being present. Letting go completely into what is. Perhaps you may consider this meditation afterwards. Perhaps not. So we will begin our sitting, and when I ring my bell, turn on your alarm for 30 minutes or more if you wish. Let us relax into our bodies. They exist beneath our thinking heads. They feel things. They send us messages about our physical state. Let us listen to them as we sit on our chair or cushion, upright, softened, and ready and aware. Close your eyes. Now, feel into your body. Take your seeing and feeling in your body and travel around it. Now, from head to toe, noticing the breath, the heart, the tensions. Good. You are breathing normally for you. Notice the drawing in of the breath, the lifting of the thorax. And notice the letting go of your breath, the relaxing of the rib cage. Let us do that several times. Letting go of the tensions in your back muscles and shoulders while you're breathing in and breathing out. Notice the stomach muscles, whether they are tense or relaxed. Make no judgment. Good. Feel your heart beat. Feel that pumping of the blood around your body. Sit with that focus for a while. Now, spend a little time on your own feeling around the rest of your body to see what is going on. We will start our sitting now, allowing the body, mind, thinking, surroundings just to be as they are.